Hello, world. Welcome to my show, Sight for Sound, Life Coaching with a Twist. I'm your host and life coach, Janet Kaleri. Thank you for being here. It's a beautiful Tuesday in Los Angeles. My coaching practice is called Sight for Sound. Sight is when I see things as they truly are. Sound is I make sound choices in life. So there might be things that we don't know about ourselves, and when we discover those, we can use that information to create sound choices in life. Make sound choices, create the results that we wish for, that we desire. And life coaching is a process that is, it's action oriented, it's results based, forward moving, and is a process of self-realization and going back to when you see yourself as you truly are, when you see things as they truly are, you make sound choices in life. So the idea is to know ourselves well and use that information to live in our potential. And my mission is igniting human potential, and I do that as a life coach. I do that through my radio show here. On bbsradio.com. I work with kids. I work with some inner city youth in Los Angeles through performance workshops. We help these kids discover who they are and have a safe environment to express what's on their minds and become more accountable and more confident, more effective communicators. Today, I have a really special guest. I'm very excited to have Kevin Cottam here. He resides in Vancouver, B.C., and also in Barcelona, Spain. He has been referred to as a Renaissance man who has reinvented his life every 10 years. He's relocated to 13 cities in 7 countries and 3 continents, and devoted his life to peak performance in pursuit of excellence. He was an international figure skating choreographer and trainer to world champions and currently devotes his time to personal executive coaching, facilitation, motivational speaking, and writing. Kevin is a highly spiritual man whose teachings have touched countless. Kevin lives in Vancouver, as I said, and Barcelona, Spain. And I have Kevin on the show today because he's proud to give birth to his first book, and it's called Mother's Pearls, 27 Aha Moments of Realization. And it has been self-published by Trafford Publishing. And one more great piece about Kevin is he has been chosen to be the new director and choreographer for the 2008 Holiday on Ice show. And I'm really pleased to have him on our show and talk about Mother's Pearls and what pearls mean to Kevin. And as usual, really encourage you all to call in and share your thoughts and ask us questions. Our number is 877-876-5227. That's USA. And USA and Canada, 888-815-9756, and our direct line is 530-876-3222. You can find this information on bbsradio.com/sightforsound and read more about Kevin on my radio page. And I'm really blessed to have Kevin as my guest today. He is also a coach, and I take pleasure and think it's a privilege to connect with other coaches around the world and talk about their desires and their commitment and their missions and why they think coaching is so important. And so without further ado, I introduce you to Kevin Cottam. Hi, Kevin.
Wonderful to be here with you and your community. Great.
Well, thank you. We're reaching people all over the world, especially you being from Barcelona and Vancouver.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Pardon?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's you know, I have a bit of a gypsy life in the sense that people constantly ask me, well, where are you living? And so, you know, I'm challenged to say, well, wherever I lay my head is where my home is at this point in time. So I am doing a lot of traveling, which is mm-hmm. it's also wonderful, but very tiring.
Sure. It's a beautiful world out there.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, you know, and I'm just happy to be doing the work that I do and meet so many amazing people of different cultures. And I know you talked about the sound choices that you make in life, and I guess this is one of the sound choices that I have made, and is in coaching and also living, is being able to be flexible, to move to wherever I can, and to be in contact with as many people as I can to help in them achieving their potential, which you talked about coaching. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's fantastic. I mean, I was living for 4 years in Brussels just recently, and for the last 4 years, and I do coaching at the European Union. So it's a very interesting place to be of, you know, people from many different cultures. And I was just there last week, and I have a couple of coaching clients. One is German, one is Dutch. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I have another one is Maltese. And so it's fascinating to realize in many respects that we may be of so many different cultures, but it comes down to what are our similarities, not our differences.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you find this as well, is that we all have the similar things that we want to work on. There's similar aspects in life. It's all about potential. It doesn't matter who you are. And I think it's incredible. I'm sure you must find that with all your clients in the States.
I do. I work with people in the States and up in Canada as well, and it does really come down to our similarities, that people want to feel safe and confident in expressing themselves fully. And one great path to take in order to do that is through the coaching process.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah. And I think it's about honoring our past and taking from our past what works and moving forward. And not being, you know, not living in the victim role of our past. And I think your book, Mother's Pearls, really gives the insight to that in terms of seeing things differently, or just going a little deeper and seeing the pearl in every person, every situation, and I think we all want that. We want people to see our pearls, and it's great. It's great for us to see other people's pearls.
Mm-hmm. No, agreed upon very much. And you know what you started with today was talking about self-realization and the realizing of moments, the awareness moments in our life, that once we come to an awareness, then we have a choice to change or not. And the pearls that I talk about in my book come from stories, you know, and you talked about the past, you know, our stories in the past. And we all have stories. We have mega stories, and that's what makes up our life, are just a series of stories. And, you know, the thing is that what I've come to believe is it's not necessarily the story that's the important part. And we get caught up in the story, and that often that story will just keep repeating itself. It's about the learning, the pearl behind the story, which is really the place which will add to our and enliven our potential. Is that pearl
yeah.
that will say, okay, how do I use this as a resource to really live my potential, be who I am? And it, and then once we know that, we're able to see that in others and able to understand, seek to understand
True.
That in others. And so, but it, as you know, and what we talk about is, it's a bit about going home first and then expanding out. So, you know, Mother's Pearl is like that. And I just, can I read the epilogue, which is the last one? And it's sort of a, it's a verse. The book is made up of, you know, 27 different chapters, 27 different pearls out of
mm-hmm.
different realizations that have come across, that I have extracted from my life, and some extremely positive moments in my life, but also some very, very difficult and challenging moments of where I hit rock bottom. And I could have stayed at rock bottom, but I chose that there was something behind the rock bottom that was very important to learn.
You saw the pearl.
and I did, and you know, every so on, and now I use that. That particular moment was what I call intuition, is really understanding my intuition. And that was the pearl behind this particular story. And what I do now is that I go back to that story, but I go back to that pearl, and I use that and think, you know, in making my choices, you know, am I listening to my intuition with regards to this choice, whether it be this project that I'm doing or this client or whoever, am I listening to it? Am I listening to the other? Intuition. And it's really been very helpful in
yes.
making choices and decisions. And as you say, sound choices. And so
mm-hmm.
it's been a very exciting journey in just realizing that, you know. So can I read the epilogue?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the epilogue is, you know, the last chapter or last part of the book, and so I say it's to my mother and the mother within us all. I thank my mother for her biggest pearl of all, truth. Whether it was her intention or not, I accept this as her greatest gift and lesson for me in her life. It has taken me 5 decades to realize this, and many of us will come to it at our own pace and time in life. Others may not, but there is your chance now. Through sharing this with you, my wish is that you won't take as long as it did for me. But again, life plays tricks on us, and when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Stand on guard, be alert, and keep that door open, your senses peaked, and be ready to move when awareness strikes. And it may be a fleeting moment. Grasp it, run with it, dance with joy, and forever be grateful that this is the bigger picture of life. The reason you are here is to seek the truth through your own story. So that's the end.
That's beautiful.
And so that's the end, but then, you know, you go to the beginning. And so, you know, through all the discoveries. And like Stephen Covey talks about, it is begin with the end in mind. And that's one of the principles that I think I use a lot. And that's like understanding the vision, you know, what is it, and then backing up. And that's exactly what I've done, you know, as an athlete, you do that. You vision
mm-hmm.
what is the end, and then you back it up. And this is the same thing with this is about ending the epilogue. What is the epilogue now? Let's go back and look at our stories and find out what are those pearls, those magic pearls that really enliven us, really enliven us. And I think that's an exciting part of self-discovery, self-realization.
I do too, and in reflecting back on choice, it's we can make the choice to find the pearls, and then we have a choice to do what we want with the pearls. And what I'm always encouraging people to experiment. I like to use the word experiment because there's a high level of choice in experiment. It's playing around, it's dancing around, it's having fun and discovering, yet knowing that we don't have to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And discovering the pearls is a wonderful way to live in potential. And once we discover the pearl, we have a choice in what we want to do with it. Mm-hmm. In your book, Kevin, do you describe ways on the how? So, like, once a person finds a pearl, is there a certain way for them to use it?
What I do is I ask some open questions at the end. So I call them discoveries. So mm-hmm. I will talk about a particular, first of all, the chapters all are standalone chapters. So
are they chronological?
No.
Okay.
People can pick them up at any time or anywhere. They don't one lead to the next. Each pearl starts off with, you know, for example, one is expansion. That's the 25th pearl. But the oyster is the story where this pearl appeared. So in other words, the oyster for expansion is head smashed in buffalo jump in Canada. And it was a story which I will talk about later if you wish. And it starts off, I use a quote first of all, and then I go into the story. So the quote is sort of an opening to reflection. And then the story goes through my reflection of what expansion is. And then the discovery are some open questions as to what is expansion for you, or you know, a variety of things. What do you sense when you're in an expanded frame of being, for example? Or go inside yourself and really sense the feelings. What is your inner voice saying to you now? So these are some things that I ask. And I think that what happens is that with a lot of the stories, it's a very open story, and it's also people can get in to not only my stories, but start reflecting on their own. And my sense is that even though I'm laying my life on the line, so to speak, by sharing this with everyone, but it's kind of like a catalyst book, because for me, it's not just about my stories, it's about, okay, so now what are yours? And sharing those stories, and what are the learning points for you out of your stories? Maybe it's a different pearl. Maybe it is. That's fine. But find those. You know, so that is the offering, basically, of the book, is that you discover your own. And that through me being, you know, just sharing, it's hopeful that other people will say, okay, let me share.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read this piece, which I think is appropriate at this moment. Honor the pearls that you are. Honor the oysters you have had. Honor what you have created along the way. Honor you and just be. Be aware of that aha moment, as you never know when it will appear.
Mm.
It's lovely.
Thanks.
It's lovely, yeah.
Thank you very much. You know, it's the book is a series of, you know, there's a variety of little verses, which I call them, within them, and so it's just sort of has an, I don't know, it feels like a flow to it, and in the sense of how they manifest themselves. And, you know, and a lot of it is just inspired by, you know, the spirit, really, and what I think is our potential. And if we can just open to our source, and I guess that's what I'm asking people to do in this, is opening to that deeper source. That is what is really guiding us. It's not the exterior. It's not the superficial. You know, it is something that we all have. Each one of us has it.
We do. And I don't know about you and your clients, but I know for me and my clients and friends is the more I honor my intuition, my gut, and you were speaking to that earlier, the deeper source, the more I honor it, and the more often I create the results that I want, and that piece of you never know when it will appear, that happens more frequently for me.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing, yeah. Actually. But you need to be awake for it, huh? And
yeah.
And that is awakeness, is being really sensitized. And I think that, personally, I think that what has happened with us today is that we've lost a lot of the sensing process in our lives, and we are dictated by the external so much that we need to reflect upon the senses more, the five senses,
mm-hmm.
six senses of intuition. And really, that is something that can enliven our life in so many different ways and really develop our capacities, our energetic capacities, to, you know, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, social, those different
mm-hmm.
capacities. But it's the senses, you know. And I remember that I do have one chapter called Sense. And it is about that understanding that you talk about. And it's about seeing others that you were talking about earlier, is that, you know, we see everything from our own world, and
mm-hmm.
which is to be expected, because that's what we have, is our capacity, is to see from our own world. But often we just don't understand the outside world or the other person, and we're inflicting our being, our thing, onto them. And all, you know, I'm sure you find this also, is that the biggest thing in life, or one of the major things in life, is that people just want to be seen, heard, felt, or understood. That's really...
They do.
It's an important...
And they
want to
feel safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want to feel safe doing that or being that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps listening to each other's stories is a way to create a better understanding. What do you think about that?
I think it's a very powerful way, but I think that we have to be careful that we don't get so wrapped up in the story that we don't
exactly.
find the learning point. Because that happens so much of the time, is that you get wrapped up in the story, and that is only one level. You know, that is what is created. That is what we created in life. But behind that is the real learning, is the pearl, as I had mentioned. And I think that, I mean, personally, that's what I have extracted from a lot of learning, a lot of traveling, a lot of seeing people, experiencing people of different cultures and in different work situations and things that I just don't understand, you know. I mean, I don't understand why they do things or whatever, but... And why do people think this way? I mean, I have no idea, because it's not in my frame of reference, but
mm-hmm.
it's an opportunity to engage in other people's stories to find what the learning is. But, you know, as I say, be careful of getting wrapped up in the story.
Yeah, and I bet every person who's listening here, and myself included, has lived in our own story in our head
mm-hmm.
and then had an aha moment
mm-hmm.
and discovered that wasn't our reality at all. So we can live in our story and actually think that it's reality. And then one
yes.
day we have an aha moment and we say, oh my gosh, it wasn't that after all.
Yeah.
I know I've had that happen for me. You know, I'm making up the story about someone or a situation, and I'm living in it, and, you know, I'm either feeling bad about it or I'm feeling good about it, and then suddenly an aha moment comes, and we could call it a reality check, and I, you know, and then there's this realization, like, oh, my God, that's not what it was at all. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, in sharing our stories, I think it creates, you know, it creates an understanding and compassion, and yet, you know, so in terms of people wanting to be heard, then, you know, and then there is the piece of not getting caught up in people's stories and actually not getting caught up in my own stories.
Exactly. It's about stepping outside of the story. It's about, okay, recognizing that's a story. Great. Now let's just step mm-hmm. outside of it and just really look at it, you know, from all different directions, underneath, around it, on top of it, and just look at that story and go, well, you know, that's not really the reality. And there's something else here. And then be a discoverer, you know, really discover what it is. And I think that is a very active moment, you know, the discovery period. And that's what you talk about of action, about coaching. It is the mm-hmm. activity. And so by doing that discovery, we really get into the active motion of finding what is a resource for us.
Yeah, and I have this little, a small little tool. It's got three pieces to it, and it's called story, poof, action. So in other words, here's the story, poof. So I disintegrate the story or I step outside of it and then take action. And because a lot of times we stop ourselves in our stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I...
Exactly.
And so I encourage people to realize that there's so many stories going on inside of our heads all the time, all day, and to take a moment and say, okay, story, poof, you know, just get rid of it or step outside of it, and then take an action. Take an action not based on that story because we just put it away, but take an action based on, you know, my inner senses and my intuition and something that's outside of that story. And do you think that is when people find the pearls, when they discover the pearls, is when they step outside of the story? Or do they discover the pearl inside the story?
I think that it comes in different ways, but I think that once you step outside of the story, you can see and sense a lot better. When you're in kind of the swirl of the story, it's very hard to detach from it. And
mm-hmm.
I think you get physically involved, emotionally involved, mentally involved, and somehow we need to just stop it. Like, for example, I had a moment in my life which was hitting rock bottom, and I was, you know, doing a show, a big show, and I thought, you know, this is going to be great. This is going to really push my career forward. This is really going to be, you know, I'm going to be financially well off from this. Yeah, it's going to really move me forward, propel me. Well, you know, 3 weeks into rehearsal, I was brought into the producer's, and he said, I don't like the story. I want you to leave right now at the back door. Don't say anything to anyone, and leave.
Wow.
My life has just stopped. You know, I have no idea about my life anymore. And so this happens a lot in companies and whatever, and I've had clients where this has happened too, and I say, okay, you know, you lose something there, but you really gain after a period of time. So I went through, I stopped work after that. I thought I would never get another job again. I thought, you know, you go into this negative down spin energy, which just can really tear you up. And one of my closest friends, who I call my second mother at that time, and she said, you've lost your spirit. And I said, I can't feel anything. I'm numb, totally numb. Mm. I have no idea what's going on. I can't think either way, nothing, feel nothing. And so I slowly went through a rediscovery, and I started to listen, look at nature. I started to look at a variety of things, and then I found Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, and that was sort of like another propulsion forward. And then
that's a great book.
A variety. Pardon?
It's a great book.
Oh, it's a fabulous book. I loved every moment of that book. And so what happened was, within 7 months, I was back, and I was doing better work than I'd ever done before as far as choreography was concerned. And I was so thankful to this producer, because he really stopped me in my tracks to go, look, now, it's not about money. It's not about fame. It's about moving from your intuition and from your heart. What is it that you want? And really move from that. Because there was messages all the way through leading up to that that I was totally ignoring. All the red flags. For example,
yeah.
I became physically ill. I had really bad sciatica. I could not walk, sit down, but I just totally ignored it. But the thing was is that my body and everything was, there was messages being sent to me, but I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening to anything. I was listening to my ego.
Yeah.
And it was taking me into another dimension, but the ego hit, and I started to open. But I had a choice, right? I had a choice to go that way or no, or just disregard it.
Sure.
But I felt that there was a huge lesson there that was really to be taught, and so that became a very important pearl for me. And I've used it ever since as a, you know, as a resource. And there was another time, for example, that I just sort of went ahead and did a speaking gig, of which I said, oh yeah, no, I can do the speaking gig. And again, after one day of the speaking, they asked me to leave, and full right to do so. And I thought, oh my God, you know, what have I done? And, you know, and then I remembered back, and so I started to laugh after about an hour, and I just thought, you just didn't listen again. And it came back very quickly. And so I was able to respond much faster. So, but it's because I was able to reflect upon that pearl afterwards. I didn't reflect on it well enough in advance, but it taught me, you know, another lesson, and it got me out of it much faster.
Sure.
So,
and that's the great part, you know, it's discovering the pearls and using them to make choices and using them to propel us forward. It's such a great tool to just get out of a situation that is undesirable, and to move forward quickly,
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, staying in the victim of it. I'm going to pause for a second and give out our phone numbers here, Kevin. If you all have a pearl to share, or you want to ask any questions, give us a call at 877-876-5227. And from Canada, 888-815-9756. Call in and ask us questions. Maybe you have a pearl to share. We think your voices are very important. So, Kevin, which pearl is your favorite, if you have a favorite?
Oh, it's really challenging to say which is a favorite, because they all resonate in a different part in my body and my soul. So, but there's one that I've earmarked here, and I don't know if you would like me to read the pearl. It's quite short, and just a couple of pages. And so it's the one that I was talking about earlier on expansion. And the quote that goes with it is from Bruce Lee, and it says, "Ever since I was a child, I have had this instinctive urge for expansion. evolution and growth. To me, the function and duty of a quality human being is a sincere and honest development of one's potential. It is nice. And I think it's very reflective of what we talk about for potential today. Mm-hmm. So the story goes as such. Recently, I was taking a neuro-linguistic programming NLP workshop. In one of the exercises, I needed to recall from memory a very high energetic state of being. This was to create a desired state that I wanted when presenting to an audience. In my mind's eye, up popped an experience which was one of the most profound in my life. As I reflected on it, the word expansion came into my heart and soul. I was driving to Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump in southern Alberta, Canada, on a dry, hot summer's day. As I drove south from Calgary toward the foothills of the Rockies, the flat plains seemed to extend gracefully forever. My vision seemed to expand forever, and the sky was big, very, very big. Everyone should experience this place once in his life. It is God's country. As I drove, the golden grassy fields on either side of the highway swayed into the gentle, calming breeze. With my window rolled down and my arm resting on the open window frame, my mind wandered back to the forefathers of this land, of the Plains Indians, of Blackfoot Nation. Historically, this is where they made their home and still do today. It is as if you can taste the history as well as sense their spirits permeating the elements. Ah, what bliss. It seemed as though I had been traveling forever through this exquisite landscape. My breathing slowed down and reached deeper into my body to the depths of my soul. I felt at peace and in harmony with the world and my surroundings. I felt like I was the only person in the world surrounded by open space. I was getting closer to the foothills of the Rockies. The flat land began to roll and reach higher. Some of the edges of the hills looked like the soft fur of a baby animal. I could see the Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump not far in the distance. As I got closer, the majesty of this bluff swept me away. Built inside of the bluff is Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump's interpretive center, where one can learn about the history of the area. As I mentioned in the previous chapter, according to history, the buffalo were herded by buffalo runners to the edge of the bluff. The buffalo would stampede off the cliff and fall to their death. At the bottom of the bluff, the Indians would skin and tan the hides, cure the meat for winter, and feast upon their hunt. I took the elevator to the top of the center. I exited to the lookout on the bluff. The heat of the day caressed my face, my body, and my soul. I was the only person at the lookout. I walked to the edge of the bluff. It was a breathtaking experience. All I could see in front of me was land, land, and more land. I got the sense that perhaps the earth was really flat. I don't believe I have ever seen anything more beautiful, graceful, and full of human spirit. I let my eyes slowly scan the horizon, and all I saw was the swaying golden grass. I didn't even see a person, a building, nothing at all. But what I did see was a sky that reached so wide and so far to the edges of the land. I turned 360 degrees slowly with my arms outstretched. What I thought was more of the same. Excuse me. Flat land laid like a fine, full, woven carpet. Rolling hills, mountains in the distance and sky. I stood totally awestruck with a serene smile upon my lips. As I inhaled the hot, dry air, I realized that this is expansion. I felt the complete expansion of my mind, body, heart, and soul. Not only was I seeing the physical environment, expansion, environmental expansion, but I also realized I could expand my inner being for this far as well. I could grab hold of this expanded state, live with it as an environment, and recreate it when a restricted state of being for a freer perspective and purpose. During the NLP exercise, this expansion memory appeared. I felt as if I was in that state of expansion in the bliss at the buffalo jumper once again. I could feel the soft, gentle, draw, hot wind against my skin, my face, and my clothes. Once I had recreated this state, I began to visualize an upcoming presentation I was to give at a conference. I imagined myself standing at the top of the bluff, looking out at the horizon, and I felt this expansion space, environment with people. I felt open, I felt free, and I felt at one with the people. I didn't feel or act as if I was in a confined physical space, rather the opposite, an expanded space. My words flowed from my heart on the hot, gentle breeze toward the audience's ears. They embraced what I had to say and left feeling fulfilled. That was my visualization. When I stood before the real audience, I again brought back my visualized expanded state. What a feeling that was. It was truly the best presentation I had given. I am grateful for this moment I spent at Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump. I will keep this expansion within me forever. I will recall it whenever I begin to feel contracted in my thoughts, business, and most of all in my vision of life. Expand into your world. Expand into the world. Expand the dome that surrounds you. Expand into the bigger picture of life. Stand on the bluff and look at the horizon. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you taste? What do you smell? What do you touch? And what does your innermost soul say to you? Expand and let the spirits of the plains guide you to the big space. Then I asked some questions afterwards. What is expansion to you? What do you sense when you are in an expanded frame of being? Go inside yourself and really sense the feeling. What is in your inner voice saying to you? Sense the space within you. It is magical. And it's a chapter.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're beautiful writing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Have you been writing for a long time? I know it's your first book.
Well, just journals, you know, and stuff like that. But I, you know, this is kind of an interesting thing because I failed English at school, and I failed to be able to write a paper. So I got really dreadful marks, and I just dropped out. And so this is kind of a getting back at that moment.
That's wonderful.
Again, it's one of those things is, do not let some of those moments hold you back. You may find it some other point in time. And I feel that that's exactly what's happened. It was that I propelled as a momentum to work, to develop this book and write this book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very happy that you didn't let your past schooling experiences stop you from writing. It's wonderful writing, and I really enjoyed how you read it as well.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, I can feel your heart when you read it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very interesting because as I was saying earlier, it's part of you, and I think that it's important to share that and lay it on the line, and you know, and just say what's coming from the heart. And I really felt moved to do that because of coaching, because of what so many people have given me through clients. You know that. I felt it was important to also help them to move forward in sharing their stories, sharing their situations. But again, finding what moves them forward, as you were talking about earlier. And
well, yeah. Expansion to me means detachment from fear.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to your story, and I could see you know, I could envision the bluff and the land and that, I mean, it's a sense of freedom, but detachment from fear is just like this huge opening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place where I can expand, you know, mm-hmm. literally expand, like where I can grow and where I do grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because the contraction is, for me, it's where the fear is. And then
yeah.
the expansion is, when my desire is greater than my fear, that's when I expand.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a recent pearl for me, and giving that to others, my clients and friends, is your desire greater than your fear, or is your fear still greater than your desire for whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good question to ask every day. Okay, is my desire greater than my fear in this, or is my fear greater than my desire? And once the desire surpasses the fear, that's where, for me, that's where the expansion takes place, and then possibility shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true, and that whole, I talk about fear actually as a pearl, and that's one of the chapters, and people may wonder, well, why is that a pearl? But it really is a pearl because of what you're just talking about, is that it can propel you or stop you. And you, there, again, sound choices. Do I allow that fear to propel me or not, and to move me forward? And I talk about that also, and about holding the hand of fear and moving towards the light.
Mm-hmm.
And moving towards the light at the outside, the expansion. And then letting go of the fear, because the expansion is much more exciting. And, but it's something that has propelled you, not held you back. And I'm sure that you've had times in your life where there's been a huge amount of fear, but there's a point in it that your desire overtakes it, as you talked about.
Absolutely.
And so you think, my God, why am I holding back on this? This is just really not working. And so you move forward with really a lot of grace.
I'd like to share a personal story on that piece. I just finished photography school. I'm a professional photographer, and was getting ready to create a business, and you know, a business name and logo, and a very dear person that I loved, he left. He took off for New York. I was living in Boston at the time, and he left and he moved to New York, and he didn't say goodbye. He didn't tell me he was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt extremely hurt, and I had a lot of fear in the situation, and in terms of fear either propelling or stopping us, what I'd like to say is that in that situation and many others, I took that fear energy, like all that stuff that was inside of me, and I used it for creative expression.
Wonderful.
So I was so fearful, I was so mad, I was so hurt, I basically used that to create my business logo and my business name. And I literally created my business logo right then and there. I just took so much of that anger and fear and sadness, and I just said, to hell with this, and channeled it into creative expression, and I designed my logo, you know, within an hour.
And how did that feel?
I felt wonderful. Creative expression to me is very, very important. It's one of my core needs, and I felt relieved, and I felt more clear about the situation. I felt more confident, and I really got a good grip on my potential. Like, wow, okay, I'm not going to let something stop me and run me. I'm gonna take the pearl, you know, or take the oyster, even, and see the pearl and create a pearl.
Mm. Wonderful.
One of the questions
I like to ask is, when you felt that, where did you feel it in your body? Can you think of that?
Sure. I felt it in my throat area. I felt it in my heart, and I felt it in my solar plexus.
Interesting you say throat, because as we know in the chakras, the throat is the communication chakra. And so that particular, you know, what you're talking about is part of communication. You were developing that logo, which is your communication to the world, and also the photography is a communication. For you, it was your voice that you were really propelling that fear into, from what I hear, into your voice.
Exactly.
Interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, so I'd like to say that fear is a friend. I mean, we're supposed to have fear. It's always going to be there in some form, and it really is a friend. And like you were saying earlier, in terms of your physical body, when we have health issues, it's our body is being a friend. Our body is communicating to us that something's off in our spirit.
Yeah. I feel that our body is the barometer of so many things, huh?
Yeah, the body is a barometer of many things. And we have a few minutes left, Kevin, and I want to give you the opportunity to share anything else that you would like to, and give the audience some information on how they can find out more about you and purchase your book.
Okay. People can get in touch with me at www.aspire4excellence.com. That's my coaching site. And also my book site is www.motherspearlsbook.com. And if you wish to buy or purchase the book at the moment, it's at www.trafford.com/07-2877. All of this is on
my
website.
And I have that on my website too. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm happy to answer any of your questions if you wish to, you know, contact me as well. And also the book will go on to Amazon probably in about April. And, you know, I guess one of the things that I probably have to say is that, you know, it's important that we live in the present. And I just like to share one thing from my book. It's a verse that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works along beautifully with what we're talking about in choice. And it says at the end, it's the last verse of the chapter, it says, once you have said now, that now no longer exists. Another presence appears. And when it is gone, vanished into time immemorial, it is now history. As these words flow out of my hand, they become history and memories of things that were. Time that was can be remembered by living presence. Life is forever shifting, changing, transforming into new perspectives, thoughts, ideas, and we can move with it, live it, or we can reject it. It is our choice. That's what I say about, you know, reflecting upon your stories and extracting the, you know, the pearls of wisdom that might transform your life and your potential. And, you know, look for those aha moments. And they're very, very vital. I think, what does Oprah say? She's the aha lady. Isn't that what they have said? Is it?
Yeah.
Talk about the aha. And I think that these particular stories are, can assist you in your ahas. And as a friend of mine, or somebody that has purchased my book, she says that I feel that perhaps that this is a book that I can create a relationship with. And I said, a relationship? And she said, yeah, you do with books. Certain books in your life, they become a relationship.
Yeah.
And I thought, how very interesting. I never thought of it that way. I said, can I use that? Because that's really a very beautiful thing.
It is.
And I thought about that, and I thought, yeah, I had some books that I really have created a relationship with and have and pick up and put down and learn from more and more. And then, you know, you think that you've read it once, and then you go back and you go, I don't know if I read that. But in that moment, it clicks again. It's like one of those ahas. So it's a great way of being, to learn.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom and your insight and your story. And for being a cheerleader about people's potential. And it's great talking with you.
Thank you so much. And I thank everybody out there that's listening. And live your pearls now. Be them.
All right.